Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Ken.
And today we're going to have a special guest.
We'll do something a little different, you know.
Different.
We'll have a referee and do things from the referee side.
We're going to see, we're going to go into the wild world of the refs. The refs! Dun, dun, dun.
Steve. Oh, no, here we go, here we go. We'll do that.
We're going to go into the refs. Yo, what's up, man? What's up, Steve? You there, bro?
What's up, Little Slim?
Little Slim. What's going on, buddy? Yo, thank you for calling in and spending your time with us.
You know, everybody always has stuff to say about the refs and you know.
We want your perspective, your point of view, and how it is. And we know it's not an easy thing to do, but, you know, we want to see how you see things through your eyes. But first and foremost, I want to say, I don't know if you're a Christian, but I want to wish you a happy Easter.
Happy Easter to the both of you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Belated happy Easter.
Belated, but, you know, better late than never. But okay. Now, first things first, buddy. I wanted to ask you, how long have you been reffing?
I think around 6 or 7 years.
And do you only do football?
Yes. I only do the rough touch. I don't do it anymore because of my knees and my back. But I'm out there helping Bill, and we try to get things right between the two of us with the referees and keeping the league straight.
Okay. Okay.
Now, is it hard to make calls on as a referee? Is it hard to judge sometimes what goes on the field?
It's extremely hard when there's only three. You got to remember, in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken, there's six officials. And you've seen the call with the New Orleans Saints. Everybody saw that call. That was probably the worst call in the NFL history. But now with three officials, you got one deep guy and one short guy. And the short guy's job is to look straight ahead and don't try to follow the football, which is very hard to do. Because if the quarterback, you know if the quarterback's rolling to your side. If he is, you're going to look at him, and now you're going to miss a hold. You're going to miss illegal touching past 5 yards and things of that nature. So it's very hard with just three people. And I know everybody out there, there's a hold on every play. There's illegal contact on every play. And some of it's missed. And I understand the frustration of the players, but you got to remember, there's only three guys out there. If there was four guys out there, there wouldn't be a league. Nobody could afford to pay everybody.
That's true.
True.
You know, a lot of people are, I wouldn't say quick, but, you know, a lot of heat gets blamed on the refs when stuff happens in the game a lot of people like to turn to the refs like, it's your fault. You didn't see that call. That wasn't right.
It's like for the players to see it. Like, players will see it because they're looking for stuff like that, but I'm not asking if the refs are looking for,
certain things,
but like you said, there's three refs. So could you break it down for us? Like, so each ref, what is each ref's job?
Okay. Here's the referee that spots the football or that is in charge of the quarterback. The way I used to do it, and Tyree and Ralph will tell you, and even Egan and Bam, and you can probably leave Ralph and Egan out of it as far as with running the ball. If you take somebody like Tyree, who can throw the ball the length of the field and can run, the line judge's job is to make sure once the ball is thrown that you watch to make sure he don't get hit. Now, if there's two teams playing and you really don't have to watch the quarterback because you know there's not going to be a cheap shot, now the ref can turn around and watch the throw to see if it's in the middle of the field, to see if it's short hopsing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So his job is to watch the quarterback, but if you got two relatively good known teams that aren't going to hit the quarterback late and things of that nature, his job is to watch the quarterback only. And some of us try to do other things, and we can get away with it because we know – I know 90% of the players, as you know, Jeff. Now, the short referee, the guy that's short, his job, he's about 10 yards off the football. He's more towards the middle of the field, like the first down marker and things of that nature. Now, you got to remember, if the ball's caught on the other side of the field and he is looking at it straight down the line, if there's somebody standing on that line, you can't get a grasp of where the guy was. So now you have to guess. I know people don't want to hear that, but what else are you supposed to do? You follow me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so now you go to the deep ref. The deep ref is all the way in the back looking at the play. If I had my way, there would be two deep refs and the line ref. Excuse me. Because when you're deep and looking down, you can see a lot more. You can see illegal contact after 5 yards. Once, if you're the short ref, once the guys pass you, you're not supposed to watch them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving away a little secret of if the defense is going to do any holding, it's away from the deep ref on the other side, 15,
okay,
20 yards down the field, where the short ref isn't looking anymore. Unless if there's everybody passes him, he can turn around and watch. Do you understand exactly what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I hear exactly what you're saying.
So the job of the ref is not easy. And I understand they miss calls. I've missed calls. And you just got to live with it. I don't know what the NFL referees get. They get a couple $100,000 a year. And like I said, they miss calls every Sunday. I know you sit in front of your TV and yell at Eagles games, the referee stinks, and you read about it on Facebook and all that.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's the positioning of the refs. Now, as far as the players go,
Now the timekeeper, where would he be? Where would the timekeeper normally be?
It all depends on what crew you get. If you get the older guys are usually on field one. That's Owen, Walt, and Jack.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, I don't know who does the clock every game, but I think with that crew, they stay in the same positions for both games that they ref. And I think that Walt does the clock because he likes to be able to tell when your 40-second play clock is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know our friend Jim Weenie's probably listening right now. And Weenie has a tendency not to come out of the huddle until 40 seconds is almost up.
Yeah.
And it's a good move and a bad move. The way we used to do it, myself, Nick, and Sal, if Weenie throws the ball deep and it's over everybody's head because he has a tendency to go deep a lot and it's over everybody's head, Jeff, you know as well as anybody, you're supposed to chase your own football.
Yeah.
When it's an incomplete pass, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So now,
when are you supposed to start the 40-second play clock?
Oh,
in the
wow.
NFL, they throw another football in the game.
Yeah.
And the clock starts as soon as the ball lands. Well, we have to have some kind of consideration for you guys that I know you have to chase the football. 9 times out of 10, if you have more than 6 guys, you throw the ball back. The guy walks off the field. Somebody takes his place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, everybody's
yelling.
Hold on.
So say there's an incomplete pass, and the ball goes pretty far. And someone.
Yes.
So does the play clock start as soon as somebody grabs the ball, or does it when it comes, like when he's coming back towards the line, or is it when it's back on the line of scrimmage? How does that work?
When does the play clock start? We try to do it when the ball comes back. Just take Reese Reese, who I know is listening probably.
Uh-huh.
If the ball's overthrown past him, he goes and gets it and throws it back towards your offensive line.
Yeah.
Right. We try to get it to where the center gets the ball, now the clock starts. So you got to remember one thing in the back of your head. For now on, when everybody's playing, okay, you have a 40-second play clock. If you throw the ball deep on any play and you turn around, you walk after that football, you throw it back in, before the next play, you may have wasted a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way with the kickoff. When the opening kickoff, as soon as the ball's touched by the kicker, the clock starts for the game. Well, if you get somebody like Bam or the Lachetto for Steel City who kicks it out of the end zone, all of a sudden, another minute and a half, minute and 45, by the time the offense walks out on the field, comes out of the huddle, takes the 40-second play clock, Jeff, you're almost at 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So for everybody saying, the clock does this, the clock does that, you got to remember, you guys are in charge of the clock.
Mm-hmm.
The quicker you get the ball in, and if the defensive team picks up the football and throws it to the offensive team, the clock starts.
Okay. I didn't know that either.
So this way, if you're playing against Weenie and he throws the ball, it would benefit somebody to throw the ball right back.
Yeah.
So this way the clock starts.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's helpful in last week's game. Maybe not, but...
It was us when we did. We're not talking about us right now. We're talking about the rest and the life of officiating. The times and lives of officials.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me ask you this. I don't want you to throw anybody under the bus or anything, and I'm not trying to get that.
No,
that's not the answer I want. I want to know, do you feel like some officials take it serious,
and some more serious
than others? Like, be honest. Like, do you feel like some officials take it more serious than others?
That would be a really good question. I can tell you this much, and I know what your next question will be. Do I think that any referees hold grudges against anybody? And you know what?
No, I wasn't heading that way.
But that's a good question.
But that is a good question, by the way, since you asked it. Yeah, go ahead, answer that, too.
I don't think anybody holds grudges. I just think you got to remember, right now, we're only using three fields. We're using nine referees. The chances of you getting the same ref a couple times is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know that your team said stuff about one referee holding a grudge against you guys and he don't like his and this and that. I don't think that's the case, considering one of your bye weeks, I know for a fact, because we called over five different people to speak about your game and your official. And I can tell you this, I would never throw any of the players under the bus. No way, because they give me reports just like I give them reports. And every single one of them said, that referee can't hold a grudge. He don't even talk to anybody. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I know exactly what referee you guys are talking about. And
It's not you guys. It's me. Okay? And that's you're right. It's me. I'm the one that feels that way. I'm the one that said that about him.
Oh, I know.
Nobody else said that. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah.
Listen.
You said it, not me.
I wasn't even going to bring that man up, but since you did, I really wasn't going to bring him up.
I believe you.
I just don't like certain people's energy. I just don't feel like he puts, to answer the question I asked you, I don't feel like he puts nowhere near as much effort into that job as everybody else does, man. I feel like everybody else is into the game, and like you just said, everybody says that he don't even talk to nobody. Yeah, he barely even pays attention to the game. That's how I honestly feel about who you know I'm talking about. So he barely pays attention to the game. He's just there, and he's just there. That's how I feel about him since you brought it up. That's how I honestly feel. He's just there. He's there. He doesn't care. I feel like half the time he doesn't even notice anything until people start yelling at him for missing stuff because he's not paying attention. That's just how I feel. And you cannot. I'm not the only person you heard this from.
But you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
The people that we spoke to. Two of the people flat out told us that's just Baxter and Reese Reese. That's their opinion.
Okay.
Because
that's fine.
No.
Reese Reese has nothing to do with this, man. It really doesn't.
Yeah, because he didn't say it.
He didn't say it. I'm saying Baxter said this shit. I said it. I'll tell the man to his face if he wants me to. I will tell him to his face. I don't think he takes it serious enough. That's all. I'm a respectful person, bro. I respect everybody. I talk my shit to certain people, you know what I mean? But I respect everybody.
You're just mad when the ball bounced off the ground.
I don't feel like he's 100% into it, man. That's all.
Yeah, it was a call where the ball bounced off the ground. The other team said the ball bounced off the ground.
Yeah.
And he called it a catch.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Okay, but now, are you ready for this? What did the other two refs say?
They actually, it wasn't their call. One's down there. One's watching the quarterback. One's watching the side. And the one that's down on the end, that's dead in his face,
Now I have to stick up for the ref and say this. if you watch him play, and listen, you can Weenie Nose and Ralph and all them, we seen a ball bounce, and it, from the other ref's angle, it looked like it could have been caught. And I know that Camden went crazy and this and that, and I had to step in and say, yo, from where I was at, the ball bounced. End of story, end of conversation. Now, of course, Camden, I give everybody the chance to yell, say what you want. Don't say nothing about my kids or my dogs, because then I have to throw them. But if the referee sees what he sees, that's what he has to call.
Steve.
You know
Steve,
what I mean? He can't
listen
say.
To me, man.
Go
listen
ahead.
To me, man.
But that's
listen
the thing. Your team said it bounced off the ball. Off
they
the ground.
Said it bounced
the other
off
team
the ground.
Said, I
if you can't
call
see,
that.
So
yeah.
You're saying if a ref says if a ref says I didn't see it, I can respect I didn't see it. If another ref says I didn't see it,
but
if a ref, if everyone, if all the players are saying to bounce off the ground and nobody,
team.
You know how somebody makes a big play, they all start running down the field, or we'll start running towards where the play happened. Nobody even moved until he was like, "Oh yeah, that was a catch."
And
it was a joke, bro. The dude, I swear to God, you can ask the guy, he'll tell you it bounced off the ground. Everybody saw it bounce off the ground, but yet
the guy who called
the
ball,
guy, the
yeah.
guy who called
yeah.
pretended to catch the ball will tell you it bounced off the ground,
yeah.
but. That's just not me, man. I'm the only person that's saying anything about it because I feel like it costs us a game, but it doesn't matter. Whatever. It is what it is. That's not what cost us a game. We lost a game. But I'm just talking about calls
right.
like that. Calls like
well,
that
there was,
are you paying attention to the game? I can see. Listen,
there was a call.
Eyesight works differently from different angles. I understand this. Some balls will look like it's caught. From where I'm standing, some balls will look like it's caught. For God's sakes, some people look like they're offside from different angles. That's how eyesight works. But a ball skipping off the ground is not how eyesight works. Eyesight is like, oh wait, no, a ball bouncing off the ground and up in the air, and then someone catching it. Come on.
All right,
Steve.
I like the sound effect. That was good.
Yo, Steve, come on. You got to understand what I'm saying here, man. I do not give a bunch.
I understand.
I'm giving you a hard time when you ref the end
no,
of my
no,
game. So
listen,
I'm giving you a hard time.
Listen, I take everything that everybody yells with a grain of salt and things of that nature. But all I'm saying is if the referee saw – let's just suppose somebody was standing in front of where the ball skipped at. And next thing you know, the guy comes up with the ball. What's the referee supposed to do? Think that he saw it bounce? See, you got to remember one thing. We don't have any luxury of going back and replaying and we don't have instant replay. You
I
have
agree.
Exactly 1 second to make a call.
On
and
the
if
spot.
He thought that he saw the guy on catch the ball,
mm-hmm.
Listen, you see time and time again, guys get tugged. There's three referees. How many kickoffs has your guys run back? And the referee will blow a whistle and say he got tugged.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
That is the hardest thing to judge is did the guy get touched or didn't the guy get touched? And everybody yells about it. He didn't get touched. And then what's the first thing they do, Jeff? They turn around and ask the other team, yo, did you touch him? And the guy goes, oh, yeah, I touched you. And afterwards, I would be able to ask Ralph, yo, did that guy get tugged? And Ralph would say, Hell no. Wasn't even close. Okay. You know what I mean?
I understand that. I know that's probably the hardest part of your job is the actual if he got touched or not.
Yeah.
But I'm saying a catch, I know it's hard. I know it's the hardest call in the NFL at this point, too. But I'm talking about balls that skipped off the ground, bounced up, and then he said it was a catch. You know why? Because he was staring down at his whatever. He was on his phone playing video poker. He played video poker and then looked up and was like, oh, yeah, that's a catch.
I think he was really texting me at the time saying, can you believe you guys are so about that call?
Yeah, he probably was texting you at the time. You know? But, you know, I'm off of that. I'm done with that. I'm just saying. That's all. I understand it's a tough thing to do. You know, it definitely is a tough thing to do, and I appreciate everybody that comes out there and does what they, you know, do their job, the best of their capabilities. But just to flat out, not. I feel like he don't care, man. That's all. That's all. I feel like he doesn't care.
He's not in
that guy. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not saying his name, but I feel like he doesn't care. Out of all the refs in the league, I feel like he does not care. Yes, he's quiet. That's not why I think he doesn't care. I feel like he doesn't care because he's not paying attention. He's never paying attention. Listen, Steve, in your games, when you ref my games, you're in the game, bro. You're in
running
the game.
Down the field,
you feel you're in the game. You're in the game. Like, I can tell you care about what you're doing. And there's almost every ref out there, I feel like that. I get that. I'm not saying go out there and kill yourself, but I feel like the passion is there. He does not care.
He doesn't care.
And you know it. You know he doesn't care, but I don't have to prove this, but you already know he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's just there. He's just there.
He's picking up the blowy flowers and making wishes.
Yeah. Picking up wishes. Blowy flowers and making wishes. Like, that's what he's doing. No, he does nothing. That's just the vibe I get from him. And I'm not trying to throw any – man, I care about everybody, man. Like,
you don't like complaining.
I don't like – I'll bitch if I have to, but I'm not a bitcher, man. I'm not. I mean, I'm
more bitch and quiet. Yeah.
I'm not a bitcher. Like, I don't mind. Oh, my God. We did it enough. But it's just always the same guy. You know what? The funny thing about it is this past game, we lost. I didn't blame the refs, and it was our fault. We lost that game. They beat us. But the other team was complaining about him. The other team was complaining about him, about a foul that my team committed. And wasn't called. It was a blatant call. And it, to be honest with you, it should have been called because it was just obvious. You know why? Because he wasn't paying attention. That's why. That's how I feel.
He's making wishes.
All right, now let's change the subject for a minute.
Yeah.
I was told that Larry Bryant is a fountain of misinformation.
Is he?
The
All-Star
game, we sat there and we talked about the All-Star game. We told Larry wants to buy shirts and things of that nature, and how's it going to be run? And me and Bill told him he can run one team and you, Jeff, can run the other.
Oh, shit!
That is
no.
what we said.
He never brought that
he
up.
He never told me that one.
He said it was canceled. Well, he said the All-Star game was canceled.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm telling you, I am responsible for getting the field. Now, I see no sense right like today or tomorrow calling to find out about the field. We are trying to get the Belmar Rec Center. And then we will make our own lines, make the field the way it is on our field. And Ralph came up with a good idea. Play the A division finals, then play the All-Star game, and then play the Elite game at about 8, like 8:30 at night. So it is my job to get that field. And
Delmar,
as soon as
Delmar,
I get
right?
it, yes, as soon
That's
as I get
idea.
The okay, that we'll be able to use the field under the lights and things of that nature, then we can proceed with everything. But
yes.
the game was never canceled.
Oh, let's applaud that. Let's applaud that, Steve. Hell yeah.
Mr. Larry.
What the hell is Larry talking about?
Mr. Vegas is messing.
No, not Larry.
No,
no, yeah. He said the game was canceled.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that he said that. And you can credit Ralph Pepino with calling Larry a fountain of misinformation.
All right, Ralph.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ralph. Now, Larry's size, man. That's my
kid.
Larry does a good job.
Yes, he does.
He means well for the league.
But, wow, I didn't
Absolutely.
Know it, bro. That's like new information.
He never said anything about you running.
Nothing.
Never. And he's on every Monday on our show.
I'm going to have to talk to Larry about that.
Yeah, we started a little late today because Jeff had to get his game. So we started a little late that Larry wasn't in on it today. But literally, he's in every Monday, and he never, ever, ever once mentioned anything about him running one team and
him running another.
Baxter running another team.
That would be awesome, man.
I would be honored.
Oh my God, I would be honored.
And
I'd be honored.
What we would like to do is try to do it the same way as the Super Bowl with the Pro Bowl, the two teams that are in the championship. None of their guys would be allowed to play in the All-Star games.
Okay, I agree with
that. That makes sense.
This is all stuff that we're trying to work out and make it fair for people. Because
they're going to be too tired to play.
Right. So to be fair to everybody else, let's just say Rock Bottom and Camden are in the finals.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, everybody knows Tyree should be a quarterback on an All-Star team.
Absolutely.
Yes, agreed.
Bam should be in the All-Star game.
Absolutely.
Along with 2, 3, 4 players. Well,
absolutely.
When you have so many people in the league, you may have to cut it down to 2 people from each team, which we wouldn't pick it. The coaches would pick it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would they say to me, okay, pick 2 people from Baxter's team? Well, I didn't see all Baxter's games. How the hell do I know who to pick? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And some people, like, let's throw people under the bus. If Ralph Pepino made the All-Stars and Scott from your team made the All-Stars, the Laszlo quarterback, and then the quarterback from Price Electric. Well, how many quarterbacks are you going to have on one team? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So just maybe Ralph or Laszlo would play defense or something. It would be funny to watch. I mean, because none of them can run.
Keep going.
These are the things that we're going to have to work out. And as soon, I might do it one day this week and get a hold of the guy that I have to get a hold of, talk to him, but then by the same token, we can't make a date because how about one Sunday, next thing you know, there's a bad storm. We turn on and get one more winter storm. And we have to cancel football on a Sunday. Well, if we cancel any of the games, that pushes everything back 1 week. Do you remember a couple weeks ago when the fields were bad and we made a field next to the field? Well, these are things that guys in the league helped me with. And I can tell you, Eric Perrone, a huge help to the league.
Let's applaud Eric.
He should be listening live right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's applaud Eric. Eric is my man, man. That's the guy, bro.
Eric was
really
out there.
He lost his
Eric was out there. He brought his tape measure. We lined off the field, and we made a field where we weren't supposed to, but we did. We did what we had to do. And mm-hmm. and Ralph was out there with us, and we did it at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people complained, oh, my God, I can't believe we're playing on this field. Listen,
I remember
wherever
that.
You're playing at, be happy that you're playing.
Yeah,
you know
I agree.
What I mean? I
agree.
Don't hear, hey, my team hasn't won a game up on field 3. Well, then get a better team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not about
that. That gets annoying after like the second complaint. But what other questions you got for me, Jeff?
Yo, man, yo, you've been very, very, very impressive, man. Yo, you definitely have been. Like, I did not know. I've learned something today. I learned something today. Now, all right. I know this might be like a weird question, but you just please try to answer it as honest as you can, you know? Now,
yeah.
I know you've been in this league for, like you just said, what,
six years? Yeah.
Now, is it hard for, you know, and I'm asking this because I feel like I'm not saying that it happens, but is it hard not to, like, because you form, like you say, you form a relationship with these players. Is it hard not to, form relationship with the players and like kind of root for them or slash, you know, kind of be biased for them? I'm just asking that honestly.
No. That's a very good question. See, now what you take as, see, I'm an outgoing person. I can talk to every one of these guys and still not give a shit who wins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've known Ralph for 25 years. Ralph was a roommate of mine when we went away to softball tournaments. I've known Kyrie for years. And I became friends with all the guys from Camden and Larry Bryant's team and Price Electric. Those guys used to yell at me, and listen, it is what it is. See, nobody can yell at me more than I yelled at softball umpires. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's easy to talk to every one of you guys and then go out there and referee and not care. If I see a penalty, I'm calling it. Everybody can yell. You got your 2 minutes of yelling. After I say that's enough, okay, that's enough then. But some of these guys, and I'm going to tell you this, the one that you think may be a little biased against your team, he don't talk to anybody.
No,
he don't
interact with me either.
he don't interact with the players. He don't interact with the other referees. See, some of these guys are high school officials.
Mm-hmm.
And high school's a lot different because you got, once again, 5 or 6 officials. Here you only got 3. And these guys are used to doing things high school rules.
Mm-hmm.
Where these are all pro rules, except for the 1 foot in bounds. And let Reese know that one day he was out of bounds. I've been hearing his toe was in bounds. But anyway.
It's
just some of the guys have the mentality of, I'm here to ref, I'm not here to make friends.
Yeah.
And I look at it as, listen, these guys are paying, so if they want to yell at me, go ahead. I'll give you a minute or two and let you get it off your chest. But like I said, once I say that's enough, then move on.
Yeah.
And you're quick to see some officials listen to you yell for a minute and throw the flag right away.
Yeah.
Do I agree with it? I do not agree with it all the time. I mean, if you tell me, you got to be kidding, you missed that call, that guy was being held, blah, 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 or whatever they're going to yell, that's fine. You know as well as I do, as soon as you get personal with most of these guys, they're going to throw a flag.
Agreed, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Certain
guys take certain abuse from certain people more than they would take from another person. So
ridiculous.
I've seen a guy curse a quarterback, curse out, I won't name any names. I seen him screaming and yelling and cursing at the refs, and took.
And the ref didn't say nothing. Just
10 minutes of him cursing at him before he finally threw a flag. Okay. And then I've seen where, in the same game, where Reese huffed and puffed and said something smart, and he got a flag right away. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
It depends on how they feel about certain players. It's just how it is.
Or maybe
it's not about certain players. I'll explain this one to you.
Okay.
The more and the first person you can ask is probably Ralph. And then you can go to Tyree, and then you might even be able to go to Weenie.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm about to tell you is a little tidbit of information you should pass on. And I'll use Reese Reese. If he asks me any questions, you know I'll answer them, so it don't matter. If Reese cries on the first play of the game that he's being held, okay, that's fine. If he cries in the sixth play that the guy bumped him after 10 yards. After about the second or third time crying, the referees don't even watch what he's doing anymore.
You know what I get? It's like really crying wolf.
It's not crying wolf.
Right.
Look at what I'm telling you, and maybe you should look at what's going on. Because he's holding me down the field. He's pulling my jersey. He's holding me at the line of scrimmage. I mean, everyone's got to complain about every play. Anybody can complain about every play, okay?
And you're right.
Sometimes it's the guys that complain about it all the time aren't going to get those calls. But some people think if you don't complain about it, you're not going to get the call anyway. But if I alert the ref, what he's doing is trying to alert you to look at what he's doing to him
so that
he doesn't do it again. That's all that
is. There's two ways of looking about what you're saying. The one way is to jump up and down, scream and holler, look at me, watch me. Okay, let's just suppose the referee says, you know what? He's jumping up and down. He's yelling. I'm going to watch him. Now, if he watches him for three straight plays, that means he wasn't watching anybody else for three straight plays.
That's true, yeah.
True.
Missing
you know what
stuff.
I mean?
I applaud you.
And now, if the player goes over to the referee and says, excuse me, can you do me a favor? Just keep your eyes on this play. I am going out and up, and every time I go out and up after 5 yards, the guy steps in front of my path, which is a penalty. If the guy does not move and you run into him, that's your fault.
Yeah.
If the guy moves and impedes your path, that is a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're not carrying on. You're not jumping up and down screaming, look at me, my God, look at me, what am I doing? All you're doing is saying, can you do me a favor? Can you watch this play? This is what I'm going to do, and I'm telling you this guy's going to do this. You may get the call because you were respectful to the ref. You didn't jump up and down screaming, look at me, oh, my God, look at me. And referees look at that and say, you know what? Okay, maybe this guy has a legitimate gripe. Like if Eric Barone ever said to a ref, yo, this guy's holding me. Can you keep my eye on it or keep your eye on it? Guess what? You almost have to because he don't argue about a damn thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You could take a couple guys from Camden. You know who? Years ago, there was guys that played with them. I think one of them, B.A., played with Camden, but I can't think of the real team they played with all the time with Karan and them. B.A., mm-hmm. he lost a step and would hold people, and you knew it, but he was good at it. You know what I mean?
Like, he didn't catch
if, the you're, if you're the deep ref and you're
He's
trying to watch him hold – he would hold you with his left hand in front of him so the deep ref couldn't see it. Now you had to hope the short ref was looking at that player. You know what I'm saying?
At that time, yeah.
It was – that's just the way it happens to be. Some of these guys, the worst place to make a call on the whole field is first and goal – or fourth and goal from the 1 yard line.
Oh,
everybody
God.
Is bunched up and mm-hmm. everybody's
it's
screaming that it's a pick.
That's
it's
a tough
a pick play.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
what's
yeah.
the referee supposed to do? The one has to stay on the line of scrimmage and the other one has to stay on the back of the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the line of scrimmage, you can't see a damn thing from there. You could try to move. But what happens if the quarterback runs? Now you can't see where he got tugged. Now you can't see if the ball was over the goal line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. So basically what you're saying is if you ask the referee with manners, he'll do his job.
If you don't ask too many times.
If you don't ask too many times. That's what you're saying.
I would say 9 times out of 10, if you respect the referee, he's going to respect the hell out of you.
Okay.
He 9 times out of 10, he'll respect you more if you ask him to can you watch this?
Just keep an eye on something. Not do your job.
That's all.
But listen, this is the thing. Like, I've seen certain quarterbacks, I'm not saying any names, I've seen them flip out, and finally get calls on what he was flipping out about, you know? I've seen that happen, but I've also seen somebody ask in a nice way and nothing happened. So
if you ever watch a game from, like, a game that you're not in, watch the game from the end zone, and I can tell you that where me and Bill sit and watch the two fields at one time,
mm-hmm.
we see penalties that we wonder why the referees, and then
Game
when
call.
You go over there and watch it from where they're at, you
mm-hmm.
a lot of times you don't happen to see it. If you watch the game from the end zone, you'll see a hold somewhere just about every play.
This is what I was talking about with the way vision works. You know what I'm saying? The way vision works
absolutely.
Is, you know what I'm saying? It's just vision. It's just human nature. But it's not about your vision is not – the vision is not the problem. It's the lack of effort or the lack of focus in certain refs. Not all, not many. Actually, I can't even name –
Only one. Lack of passion.
Lack of passion, lack of effort, lack of vision, lack of everything. Lack of even – he's baking a cake at home, and he's standing on the field. He's really just there. He's just there. That's what I'm talking about. I have no gripes with any ref. Hey, Steve, have I ever
– he's texting his
complained to you when you did a game to me. I know Maurice is one thing. But I've never, in my team, we bitch just as much as any other team. But, come on. Like, I've only complained about one man and one man only, man. That's it. That's all I'm saying. You know what? And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But that's how I feel. And if I'm wrong, I will apologize to that man. But he's never shown me that I am wrong. Since I've seen in other games that I watch him do, I'm not wrong, man. It's not just me. It's not me. It's not just me. So
But I think that all the, for the most part, as a whole, I believe most of the refs
are passionate.
They love what they do. Like, yeah. They love reffing. They enjoy doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're into the games. There's times where when my team completely sucked, sometimes of the refs will come over and try to give me tips to help me. Like, oh, listen, you shouldn't be doing that.
Don't do this.
Like, yo, they're into the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, talk about all the other teams. Like, yo, man, like, you guys aren't bad. You guys, like... But it's just this one guy that I feel like doesn't care about anything.
It's Sunday, and he's setting up his date for next weekend while he's refing the game.
Yeah. Like you said,
If you remember last year, I tried to tell you that Reese couldn't cover that kid in the championship when you got blown out.
Yeah, I know. Hey, hold up. And you know what? What's his name? The NFL dude. He was a monster.
Electric.
He had a hell of a game that game, and we couldn't stop him. You know what? I don't think anybody else on my team could have covered him either. So
he had about 500 yards receiving.
Now you're making it up. he had about 200 though. He had about 200 and a couple touchdowns. We couldn't stop him.
Yeah.
He played in the NFL for a reason. He was a beast. Congratulations, let's applaud him. Yes, sir.
I am getting ready to go to bed. I got a long day tomorrow. I got to go see my son in a track meet. So
okay.
I will catch up with everybody later. I appreciate you having me on.
Sunday.
So glad you called in.
Thank you for spending your time with me, man.
You cleared up a lot of stuff, bro.
You have, and I appreciate it. And I don't want you just to be the last time you come on, man. I want you to come on again. And
I will come on again. That's a guarantee. Okay. I will come on again.
Okay.
And then all the rest of the guys can call in and ask me any question they want to ask.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to be me and you tonight. Like, I didn't want nobody,
you
know what I mean?
That's no problem.
With a bunch of questions and all, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to come up with a couple questions for you. And I appreciate you your honesty and how you truly felt. And, you know, you brought a lot of insight. And, you know, I hope people learn off of this.
Because I did.
Shit. You know? Thank you, Steve. My main man,
you
Steve. Let's applaud Steve real quick. Let's applaud Steve real quick for coming on the show tonight. Check us our power. Thank you, Steve. Enjoy your day.
You guys have a good night.
You too, buddy. Thank you. See you Sunday,
right.
Bro.
See you, pal. Later.
See you.
Yeah.